When you think of bye-week plans, most players think of a tropical destination. A chance to escape the winter weather and get away from the game for a few days. Which makes spending time in a chilly ice arena even more strange. But that's what one Viking did for a portion of his bye week. But this wasn't just any day at an ice rink for tight end Kyle Rudolph. It was a day spent with one of the world's most successful musicians.
It's awesome, you know, what Garth does in, you know, his foundation, Teammates for Kids. You know, I got to go to the grand opening of the Child Life Zone over in St. Paul at the Children's Hospital on Friday, and then the concert last night. You know, he pulls me on stage to shoot a confetti gun because it's my birthday, and then to be out here today. So, you know, the more we can do to help Garth and help Teammates, you know, it's such a great foundation that we do whatever we can.
Kyle was in St. Louis Park to see one of his biggest idols, along with helping to support the Garth Brooks Teammates for Kids Foundation, formed in 1999 and driven by Brooks, who is one of the founders. The foundation has one mission: to help kids. Teaming professional athletes, corporations, and celebrities, the foundation gives back to the next generation in a big way. The foundation was started by Brooks with the goal of giving all kids all around the world an even start. The foundation has grown to include over 3,000 professional athletes from all the major sports. And throughout its history, Teammates for Kids has raised over $80 million to help children in over 60 countries around the globe.
It's like this all over the world. You get to put on these camps every city you go to. And thank God for these gifted athletes. I'm just the face on it. It's guys like this that work 24/7. And that's all he does is invest in children. And that's the kind of model we want to follow.
On this day, the foundation was hosting a special hockey camp for Twin Cities youth. The campers got tips from former NHL players and someone Kyle knows well, his younger brother Casey. For the Rudolph family, this was quite the experience to have all three kids taking part in this day, and being able to meet and hang out with a superstar like Garth Brooks.
We came from Cincinnati, and for him to be a part of this, he loves helping the kids, but for Kyle to set that up so that he could be a part of it, it really is awesome when your kids all gel and get along, and being a mom, anytime you get your babies together, it's a win.
Our position as, you know, professional athletes, we get a lot of opportunities like this to help kids and to be a part of such cool organizations like Teammates and Pro Camps, and you know, for him to be the hockey guy in our family, to, you know, they don't want me out there on the ice. That wouldn't be a pretty sight. But to have him out there skating around, you know, teaching the kids, having fun with the kids, it's pretty cool, and I'm glad he's able to enjoy it.
While the bye weekend may not have been tropical for Kyle Rudolph, he and his family got a day they will forever remember. It isn't often you can chat with a music legend like Garth Brooks and do it while helping to influence and make a difference with our next generation.
You know, it's all about the kids, you know, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, whatever. You know, the foundation Teammates does so much across all sports, but the message is, you know, educating these kids, you know, the future generation to come. And, you know, these kids are going to grow up and they're going to be our doctors, lawyers, you know, the people that kind of run, politicians that run our country. So, you know, and to see them out there having fun, you know, it doesn't matter what sport it is. You know, you see the kids skating around having fun. So it's a blast to be here.
That's our future. Deal with them. Deal with them now. Teach them to love one another. Or you can deal with them later when they haven't got that message yet. This is a great time.